Everybody, it is November 8th, 2021. It's a Monday. It is 8:32 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Eastern Standard Time. That'll take a while to get used to. This is the Fakeologist speaking from the North Shores of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, where we have a vaccine passport. Do you have one? I was just going through some of the comments on fakeologist.com/blog where I have changed the comment interface a little bit, trying to make it easier. Now, it may have had the side effect that some of the comments are going right into spam. I don't know if the two are related, but if you have created a comment and it doesn't show up, send me an email right away and I'll look into it, because I do get tons of spam, hundreds a day, and I can't go through all the spam easily, although I have deputized a couple comment moderators to go through the spam. If you want to help moderate the comments, you can. You're a trusted fakeologist. I'll let you do it. I'm not sure the two I've deputized are doing it, or the three I've deputized, because I still find the odd actual comment in the spam pile. But if you want to help out, send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. We broadcast live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch D Live, and of course, fakeotube.com. The comments for Fakeotube are separate from the ones that show up on the screen here. The Fakeotube comments do not show up on the screen because it's a proprietary system that the Restream program does not understand. Therefore, if you want them to show up, just let me know and I'll paste them in somehow. Well, actually, you know what? I'll just show you the comments. Now I'm on the comment screen here. And there are no comments, just mine. Hello all, and check 1, 2. I really prefer, if you are on the other platforms, if you can, log in to Fakeotube so you can leave your comments there. You can put links there that I can click. Now, I do this show for about an hour. I don't have any guests scheduled tonight. There's always a standing invitation for all my favorite regulars like Todd and Marcus and Northern Tracy. The phone lines are open. I will put the phone numbers on the screen so you can call in, and then I'll say hello to whoever's out there. The numbers are 810-666-1984. That's an easy number to remember, 666 and 1984, and 902-400-1984. And in the chat we have Lost Spider Phallus, Bad Saturday, and that's it. And Bad Saturday asks, where is Newsom? And that would be the gubernator of California. And it's interesting you looked at that, because I was going to post this link here. I wasn't going to post it, but I was just reading Vox Day, voxday.net. And he made this post, and I'll put it on the screen. When Nemesis Strikes, live by the vaccine, make funny faces by the vaccine. And it says here that a source close to Governor Newsom. Now, when you read the word a source close, it usually indicates a fake story. Because anybody could give their name if it's an official story. A source close, experts say, these are vague terms that indicate that someone's probably just making the story up. But apparently, Gruesome Newsom has been missing since October 27th when he got his COVID booster. And Vox Populi, Vox Day, is saying that's a big deal and he deserves it. Vox Day posts a lot of the vaccine injury stories. I like Vox Day. I like his point of view. I'm not quite sure that these are real stories. And as I've said before, with atrocity propaganda, where they're giving the story that someone was for the vaccine, got it, and then dies or gets seriously injured or maimed, I'm not sure these are real stories. And he posted one here. This is supposed to be a guy named William Baird, I believe. And Vox Day didn't even create a link to the guy's slave book page. I went and found it. I identified this as slave book because I saw the little F symbol here. So I went and looked the guy up, and I posted some links. And if you look on my blog, I'm going to tend to think that this is a sim. I call it a vax sim. Of course, we had the vix sim from 9/11, and there was the wonderful vix sim report, which most people agree with, except Zioflex. He doesn't agree with it at all, I don't believe. But maybe we have vax sims where they have simulated characters being injured. Okay, I just got a notice from Uncle Lod, says he can't show up. I'll just say it was a last minute request. I'll ask him if he wants to come tomorrow. I like Uncle Lod, and we were talking quite frequently, but as time goes by, we get distracted and separated, and that's just what happens in life. Life gets in between people. And I think he's big on his crypto now. I'm not as crazy about crypto as he is. But getting back to this simulated person. So I found the Facebook link, so I'll click on it here. And I'll just tell you what I think is odd. It's just an odd character. Wade Baird. I'm not saying anything strange about the name. I'm not going to dig too deep into this guy. You don't know, and he didn't really fill out his profile, which is totally possible. Totally possible. But if you dig down, oh, I got to log in here because I logged out of all my windows here, and I got to log back in. So this is this guy here, and I'm not quite sure that this is a complete profile. But that's not a great clue, but it is a small clue. But when you look at the guy's Facebook page, like any other social media page, it's rather incomplete. It's quite surface. Yet the guy is now, he made a very provocative post, which Vox Day posted on his site, and it's this one here. Family is fully vaccinated. For all you people out there not getting vaccinated because you think it's harmful or the government is using it to track us, you are the problem. I'm so sick of these stupid idiots. I don't care if you are family or friend, see more. And there are some they left the page open for comments, which is interesting. And doesn't really look like a page that is of someone who just died. They either would close the page or there would be more activity from family and friends. There's not. So I kind of call this out as a sim, I think, just because the pictures, there's not enough pictures to fill in the blanks, and here is there's a GoFundMe there for the guy, and he allegedly worked for the government. Why would he need $5,000? That doesn't make any sense. This is his page on funeral home. And you should read the obit. It's quite flowery. So either it's a professional writer who did it. I don't know who wrote this. And then let's look at the condolence messages. Are there enough of them? Well, I guess maybe. Anyway, it's suspicious. Humorous wit, sarcasm, infectious. We look for clues in the phraseology. This is the one thing that slightly puzzles me. And that is, why do they put negative vaccine stories? That's a tough one for me to get my head around. Honestly, I have a problem with it. I still think that it's just about controlling the narrative. And it seems like they're conditioning people to the idea that if you take this vaccine, you could get injured and die. And don't think it's such a big deal because this person said it was a great thing to do and you should too. So they're telling you how to think about things. I think that's the point of these stories. But I still think this is quite possibly a phony guy. And there's four replies to this. Four replies to it. Two of them from Walker. And Walker says, as annoyed as I am with so many clowns out there giving into the stab, I feel bad for any of them who suffer as a result. They've obviously been purposely deceived into making these decisions. They've been profoundly propagandized into being victims of a crime for which they are unaware that they have no recourse. How is that no reason to feel sympathy for them? On the other hand, the biggest a-holes out there are the ones gleefully mocking those of us, nor going along with the program, wishing we lose our jobs or our lives for not being good. Not being good. Let me just click this. Little slaves, this is a real sickness. You can, this is the new comment system, by the way. You can follow this user. There's quite a few nice little features about this. Not quite sure how all the features work, but it's a pretty good comment system, as far as I can tell. And you should check it out. You can log in using social media or a fakeologist login, which you get from imatfakeologist.com. And over here is a bubble. So no matter where you are in the post, you can just click here and post a comment and it'll create a window for you. You can notify of replies. You can put attachments. I'm going to probably pay for this plugin, which will allow you to leave voice comments, which is pretty cool. I'm going to probably do that. You can rate the comment or rate the article. I don't think I can rate my own article. I'm not sure that's very useful. But you can do that as well. Oh, I gave it a 5-star. There you go. So it does work. By the way, over here you see if you want to donate, there's a donor box where you can easily create a donation to the site without using your real name. You can just use a real credit card. That's all it takes. Okay, so there you go. That is my comment on that. So Vox Day, he doesn't ever have the idea of Vic Sims and PsyOps on his page. So it's a little more mainstream than mine, but I do consider all these things. And by the way, there's many pictures where the guy's head is cocked at this exact angle, And it's almost, it almost seems like the same picture is reused. The head is reused. So that's just another technique that they use when they're creating a Vic Sim or simulated person. Don't forget the website. Is this a real person.com? I think that's the name of it. Is this a real person? Is that what it's called? No, that's not what it's called. I forget what. I can't remember what the website is. Which face is real? Ah, here's another interesting site. Whichfaceisreal.com. Ah, which one do you think is real? This is a tough one. Is it this one? Oh, wrong. It was this one. Interesting, huh? Basically, it's telling you you can't figure it out. This one, maybe this one's real. Incorrect again. Which one is real? Okay, I'm going to say the baby is. I'm wrong again. Man, I stink at this game. Oh, right. These come from thispersondoesnotexist.com. Let's play it again. Which one is real? I'm going to say she's real. I'm correct. Finally. Can't quite see what's wrong with this one. I don't know what's going on over here. Looks kind of strange. Try one more time. I'm going to say this guy is real. I'm correct again. She's not real. Yeah, it's really interesting. The simulation is real. That is for sure. I'm going to put a link to this page. Let me just start a post for today's show. And I will link that to the show. Every day when I do a show, I try and put a few show notes in. So you can review them at your leisure after the show is over. All right, let's go back to the chat there. We have Pepper. Hello, Peppa. And Jerry Gergich. Yes, this person does not exist.com. Well, bad Saturday. If you want to know if I'm a simulated voice, call in and test it out. By the way, I'm going to log into the Discord. If you want to, I'll stick in the verify room. If you want to, I think, Jerry, you should call into the Discord. Link into the Discord so I can verify you. I know you tried to check in the other day. So feel free to drop in. I will verify you because I don't think you're verified. Actually, I don't even think you're in anymore. Are you still there, Jerry? Let's just see. Is Jerry in there? Yeah, we tried to log you in, so I don't think you successfully got into the Discord. So if you want to log in there, you can. Go back to the blog here. We do this show for about an hour at the most every night, and we're trying to talk about mainly concerned with COVID, of course, the COVID cult. Somebody dug this on this clip up from the conspiracy show, which I did watch. I did enjoy it a lot with Mr. Jesse Ventura or Janos, whatever his real name is. And he got this lead from Alex Jones about Rima Labo. Now, she's still active in the truth scene. But take a look at this clip. Actually, I should play it off FakoTube. Oh, by the way, at the opening song for the show tonight was Pure Blooded. My question is this a really good tune because it's Hot Blooded by Foreigner, or is it good because of the lyrics that this guy created? That's for you to decide. I think it's a great song, but he also did a great job with the lyrics. Let's take a look at this clip from The Conspiracy Show way back when in 2009. Have a listen.
Within days, arrangements are made. The renegade physician agrees to fly into a small airfield in the Midwest, only if the governor will meet her there, and only for a brief time.
Good drama. Who knows if this is, if they just clipped this in together or not. It was a pretty good show. I don't know if you guys watched it.
Dr. Lebeau, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank
governor
you, Governor.
Jesse Ventura, thanks for coming. Now, you've left the United States of America.
Yes, sir, I have.
Why?
I do not feel safe living in the United
really?
States.
Really? Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, sir. I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have
to. As soon as you and I finish,
you're out of
here. I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
Are you talking to me now about the current swine flu?
I am.
Talking about. Now, what is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
I show them the documentation.
Now, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene, an organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
This is in these shots they're going to give us?
It's in some of them, but the U.S. government has a trick up their sleeve.
Which is?
Still ahead, the conspiracy shocker, a group that's even more powerful than the Bilderbergs.
What that means is a holocaust, a genocidal holocaust.
Oh boy, Jesse is quite the drama king, isn't he?
Jesse Ventura's investigation into the secret society that runs the world has led to this. A meeting at a remote airstrip with Dr. Rima Lebo. The physician fled the United States in fear of the Bilderbergs' plan to use vaccines to kill off much of the world's population.
Lots of pictures of dead bodies.
They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus.
Yeah. Well, they are talking about the nasal spray vaccination. I've heard that talk in this era. The only problem is I don't think you can. I still think she's promoting the myth that viruses are contagious, and that's really why I believe that they promote this, and it was on Jesse's show. I don't think that's... I think they're happy with the idea that the virus is the actual thing that causes the problem, and that it's contagious, and you can pass it around, and it's a possible bioweapon. All these talking points are authorized. So I think that's why they have no problem with this, because it just keeps promoting the idea that viruses are the problem.
That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic. Oh my goodness, we don't have enough doses. So we'll admix squalene at the 90,000.
Never heard the squalene part during the coronavirus hoax. As a matter of fact, I barely know what that is. So let's look it up. Squalene. Did I spell it right? Come on, DuckDuckGo. Okay, it is correct. Squalene is an organic compound with the formula C5H8. It is triterpene. It is a colorless oil although impure samples appear yellow. It was originally obtained from shark liver oil. Hence its name, as Squalus is a genus of sharks. An estimated 12% of bodily squalene in humans comes from the sebum. Sebum. Squalene has a role in topical skin lubrication and protection. Squalene is an important ingredient in some vaccine adjuvants. Interesting. So there you go. Do we have any other use as an adjuvant in vaccines? Immunologic adjuvants are substances administered in conjunction with a vaccine that stimulate the immune system and increase the response to the vaccine. Squalene is not itself an adjuvant, but it has been used in conjunction with surfactants in certain adjuvant formulations. Yeah, I just think that vaccines don't work as we are told in any sense of the word, but I do think that the metals that are used as adjuvants are the toxins, and they cause all kinds of damage, including type 1 diabetes and other really severe and long-lasting autoimmune diseases. Controversies here. Attempts to link squalene to Gulf War syndrome have been debunked. So obviously that must come from perhaps the show, the Jesse Ventura conspiracy show. Maybe that's where they put that footnote in from. I'm not going to play any more of that. I did look her up. She is still pretty relevant today. I tried to listen to one of her shows that she did, but the audio was pretty crappy. I doubt you'd find her on YouTube, but she is on BitChute all over the place. You can find her. Oh, okay. So do we have anything recent? We've got this one. This might be interesting. Something from 2010. Lots of this video. I pulled this video off BitChute, obviously. Here's something from a year ago. Let's take a peek at this. Oh, it's the Kraz Files.
All right. We are plugged in and ready to rumble. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam, and my special guest today is Dr. Rima Labo, plugging in with me from the United States. Always great to have her on, and we're going to cover some serious ground today. Indeed. So buckle up. Lots to cover. There is so much going on. And, we're going to have a look at what's going on in Victoria, Australia, because the game has changed there, just the other day. So, they've taken this to a new level where, you know, it's gone from, stay inside, go out and exercise, get your shopping if you want, but try and stay inside, to contact tracers coming to your door, and the Australian Defence, temperature guns.
Logical, auntie. We saw it coming, and we said, I'm human, and he was acting as a principled human should act. Following in that footstep, my husband and I closed our practice, created the Natural Solutions Foundation, and have been in the process of alerting, warning, informing, and finding solutions to these horrendous acts that those who style themselves globalists, who think they are our masters, who think they own our bodies and our lives and our very genetics, think that we cannot push back against. But indeed, we can push back against it, and we have a number of times quite successfully. We can talk about that a little. And now we have to push back by saying the three most important words that any activist for any cause can say. And those words are, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't
say,
you
just say
dare
no.
Think that you can take my personal private information and use it against me. Don't you think that you can force testing upon me and then, based on the results of these totally inaccurate, totally unscientific, totally illogical and unsupported results, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, force me into a quarantine, force me into isolation, separate me from my family, take my children from me, force a gene editing vaccine into me that will disrupt and damage my genetic material.
Well, I think I'll listen to that. That seems like a better one. We'll take a peek at that one. I'm going to close these windows here. So that's Dr. Rima Labo. Now, here's a post I made called Culling the Herd, and it seems like more than just myself is thinking about this idea. Pretty dark, of course. And peaceofmindful.com, he also was thinking about the idea about culling the herd, and that's really what they want to do. And it's funny that he mentioned it in his post, and I, of course, posted yesterday and opened yesterday's show with the movie One by One that Tracy sent me, and I watched it, and that was a pretty bad movie, but the part that was interesting to conspiracy people like us is that they were talking about reducing the world's population. Now, I already think, did anyone comment on this post? Let's just click on the replies here. I don't think anyone commented on this post specifically. No, there's no comments on this. None here, but maybe on another post. Where was the other post? Because I put a couple posts about culling the herd, I think. So let's just go back and take a peek. Because we did have quite a few comments on that. Maybe it's on this one. Jesse Ventura talks to Dr. Rima Labo. Dr. Mindbender said, obviously scripted, full of buzzwords and narrative, should really make any real skeptic suspicious of conspiracy narrative rather than reinforcing it. I always find it hilarious that they always go with this useless eater herd story, yet the conspiracy world is constantly messaging against normies, NPCs, fatties, TV watchers, junk food eaters, and useless idiots. Doctor replied to me, he says, I think the culling started, never started or stopped. They just pull levers to manage the herd. And that's when he's saying none of his peer group have children. Where his parents had 9 or 10 brothers and sisters. So that's a big family. And I said psychological auto-sterilization is the most effective. That's where I was pointing out that... they are doing many things to get people to stop reproducing, which is the name of the game, because the fewer people there are, the easier they are to manage. So the population probably is declining rather quickly, even since we now know from 9/11 and all our other research that we can't believe any of the numbers population-wise. So are there really 7 or 8 billion people on the planet, or is the number much lower? I don't think it's higher. I would say it's definitely lower. All right, who do we have here? If you want to be verified, then all you have to do is come into the verify room, and I will speak to you and verify you. Let's see if anyone is making any comments. Dirty Benny, hello. Bad Saturday. Is this Metafic all? Just, yeah, a little bit. Pepper is asking, GOP appointed judges, freeze Biden vaccine requirement. Well, I don't even understand the mandate because it's not even written down. So it's really just coercion and a suggestion. Why anyone follows a mandate that's not even written down? So it doubly doesn't apply to any of these. So if what it is just a signal to the corporations that are really being unconstitutional, and they should just be ignored. There's not even a law that allows them to do any of this. It's corporate policy. But I think the idea that they introduce it's a GOP adds a political element to it, Pepper, but overall, it should be just ignored. All of it should be ignored. This is all a corporate takeover of the democratic process, and it can be easily ignored because it would not pass any challenge. They're not laws at all. All right. A lot of the I was listening to the No Agenda show, which is a great show. They give me lots of ideas, which is the point of listening to podcasts. And they were talking about a movie that Michael Keaton is in about the Sackler family that founded Purdue Pharma, who are the makers of OxyContin. And they came up with the idea of breakthrough painkillers. So originally they were talking about Valium. I think they came up with Valium, the Sackler family. And if the Valium didn't last through the night, then they called it a breakthrough pain. And Adam made a good connection with the idea about breakthrough COVID, which is COVID that manifests even if you had the vaccine. Which I don't know why they even bring it up, because the vaccine is not a vaccine for so many reasons, including the reason that, A, there's no virus isolated, so you can't create an attenuated virus to create a vaccine in the first place, and a vaccine is supposed to prevent you from getting the infection or the virus in you at all. Now, this is all based on the germ theory, which is completely false, but just say you're going along with it. They're not even going along with their original story. And, of course, they've never said it prevents getting an infection from the virus. Therefore, it's not a real vaccine. All they say it is it ameliorates the symptoms of a cold. Now, that is a treatment by their own definition, which means it can't be called a vaccine, which means it doesn't get the favorable liability indemnification. So therefore, everything is a house of cards that should just fall down on its own. Anyway, let me play this clip because at least we get the origin of the word breakthrough when it comes to Big Pharma or Big Harma.
Suckered in a crap name, and the name was Breakthrough Pain. So when I saw that, my head went, this may just be a thing they do in medicine. Nah, it's not working, call it a breakthrough.
Or in the, well, it's not in medicine, it's in the pharmaceutical business.
Yes, pharmaceutical business. And of course, the doctor said, oh yeah, well, that condition is well known. It's called breakthrough pain. You need to double your dose. And here we are with breakthrough cases. I just found that one of those coincidences where I go,
I think not.
And there's also a lot of evidence which is real evidence. You can look at it in the show notes. People have looked at all the lot numbers and compared those against the known adverse events in the VAERS database. As it turns out, most of the adverse events are coming from approximately 5% of the lots, and it's actual lots, it turns out, or that's what is being presented.
And this came from the movie Dope Sick, which I'm going to try and watch. It's about, again, the story of OxyContin, created by the big pharma Purdue Pharma. And I'll play a bit of this trailer here.
I know most people don't think about us up there in the mountains. Many of my patients are miners. It's dangerous work, and they carry the burden of building this nation on their backs. Their own pain. These people, my people, trusted me. I can't believe how many of them are good now.
We've been looking at something that could be big.
OxyContin.
Purdue Pharma, they've been marketing the drug as something that's not addictive, when it clearly is.
All your doctors are going to be asking, how is this even possible? Your most effective talking point are these magic words.
Less than 1%.
They told me that less than 1% would become addicted.
OxyContin does what I think it can. It could soon become Purdue's first billion-dollar drug.
Purdue continues to lie about the drug's safety to doctors, to patients, and the FDA. We have a major case here.
Addiction rates, overdoses, and crime are on the rise across the country because of this drug.
I think maybe the medicine might be just a tad more addictive than you said.
I can't live like this anymore.
Our community is ground zero for a national catastrophe.
Purdue will not move unless we punch hard.
This is not our fault. These people want to be addicted.
I want top executives to feel some pain.
It's crucial they understand we've created the greatest painkiller in the history of human civilization.
Psychologist.
Hey, Ab, it's Walker. How are you?
I'm great, Walker. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Yeah, how
Thought
you
I'd
been?
Check. Wow. I've been okay. Been pretty busy.
Good for you, man. I saw some of your comments. How do you like the new commenting interface? Does it work for you?
Yeah, it seems to work better than the other one. I do like that. I did like it, yeah.
Okay.
I still think my avatar won't show up for some reason. You see it's got like the broken image? Do you see that?
I saw it. I don't know why. I have no idea what's going on there. I'm not sure even how it got the avatar, but it's just one more little thing to try and figure out. But yeah, I think I might. Yeah.
Did you have to upgrade to do that, or did they automatically just?
Well, WordPress comes with a million plugins, so I just found a plugin. Every now and then I go on a plugin search because I want more functionality, and I went and looked this one up, and it got pretty good reviews, and so I thought I'd try it. Every time I change the comment system or modify it, it might undo another plugin that does similar things. But this one is quite overarching, and it's quite comprehensive. I think it might have everything I need in one and more. So I just, it's a trial. Usually when I do a trial, I get feedback from the people that do the most commenting. And if they don't like it, then I'll switch it back. Because whoever does the most commenting, I really am very interested in their opinions.
Yeah, so. It seemed to work pretty smooth for me. So
yeah, I'm pretty
so
good
far,
with it.
Good.
Okay, well, I'm going to try it for another week. If I really like it, I'll keep it and I'll pay for it. Because if I pay for it, it has a million other neat features, like dropping a micro or an audio comment as well. And if I can do that, that's pretty cool, I think. Yeah. So you made a comment on, what did you comment on? Just help me.
The Vox Day thing where he was saying, oh, we shouldn't have sympathy for these people who are getting injured by the vaccine.
Oh, and right.
I find that a little kind of a preposterous thing to say. I mean, it's pretty cold-hearted, you know.
Yeah, it is harsh. It is harsh. But that's his style. That is his style if you read his blog at all. He's very provocative and he's right and nobody else is right. But I still like his – people send him a lot of leads, so that's why I follow him.
Yeah, I'm just not – I mean, I don't want anybody – I feel bad for anybody who got – I mean, a select – like if Gavin Newsom, if he really is injured by the vaccine, I mean, I won't shed a tear for him. But, you know, just your average Joe who thinks – because they all think they're doing a good thing, you know. It's not like they're –
No, I don't think so.
You know?
I don't
think – You don't think they do a good thing?
No, I don't think they think that. I think they're taking the money. The money is just – No, I don't think half of them
believe. Average Joe.
I don't think Gavin. I meant Gavin. I thought you were talking about the leaders. The leaders know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, no. Fuck them. No, I don't care about them.
Yeah. But the average Joe thinks they're doing the right thing? Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, you know, the people I talk to and they have kids, and I know someone who is going to do the thing to their kids. And she just thinks she's protecting her kids. You know, she doesn't really, you know what I mean? And, so, I mean, can I be mad at her? I mean, if her kids get injured, I mean, it's not like she was trying to hurt her kids. I mean, she's just ignorant, but her ignorance is from this just 24/7 propaganda. Even out here in Arizona, which is pretty normal, I mean, they still got the stupid LED signs on these freeways out here that say get vaccinated like every couple miles, you know?
Same here. Yeah, we don't get to know about the crash down the road, but get vaccinated. Yeah, we got it here too. It's worldwide. It's worldwide. Don't think you're special in Arizona. It's worldwide, unfortunately.
Yeah. So it's I mean, I just, you know, I it's sad, you know, if these people are indeed getting injured by it, it's really unclear to me what's going on but, you know, it can't be good to be injecting yourself with pretty much anything. So, but it's precisely what's going on. If these, you know, I agree with you. I don't know what's real or what's not with these vaccine injuries.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Operation Chaos, right?
Well, I think it's an opportunity to hurt people, and I consider an autoimmune disease like diabetes definitely hurting people. So I'm quite open to the idea that they are definitely they're definitely testing on people. It is the Big Pharma's dream to test on real people, because testing on animals is too far away from people. Yeah, you can probably get an idea, but there's just no way to get feedback from a ferret. Or a mouse. They're just too different from a human being. Even a monkey is too different. So this is their dream to test on real people who can give feedback quickly or down the road. So if anyone for a second doubts that they would not take the opportunity or miss the opportunity to give real live stuff to us, you're crazy. So they're definitely doing that. There's no doubt in my mind. Are they really monitoring it carefully at the moment? I don't think so. I think they're just setting up this infrastructure so they can do a much more accurate reporting system. Because right now they're just laying this primer on the world really thick and hope it sticks. If it doesn't stick, then they can give up on the whole dream for now. But for sure they're testing on people. And I don't think everyone's getting a clot shot. I think there's tons of control groups going out there, but they're not actually monitoring the control groups at this time, but they will.
Have you heard this thing? They're saying, oh, you know, 5% of the batches were accounted for 100% of the deaths or something like that.
I did hear that.
I didn't look into that, honestly, but I was wondering, had you looked into it at all?
No, I just heard it today. I don't know. I was listening to the No Agenda show, the IPS show. I think for sure it could be 5, 10, 20%. And I believe in the advocate method where if you give 80% saline, then those people are not going to report anything negative and they're going to recommend it to their friends because they weren't hurt or affected if they're just getting the saline shot. So for sure, I would say for sure that's happening. If I was going to do this, if this was my plan, I would do that for sure. So.
Yeah, it seems to make sense that if they had it in specific locations that were far away from each other, then they can monitor those locations easily. You know, if it was just this county and that county, or, you know, that city and the city nearby, and they switch it up, it might be difficult for them to monitor. But if they just have they know these specific spots, you know, it's like, you know, wherever, you know, the east side of Toronto, they know they're sending a batch, you know, a deadly batch there, you know, and then nowhere in within 100-mile radius are they doing, you know, they're just giving saline. Then it might be, you know, they can monitor it, you know, maybe more easily that way.
Yeah, right. To me, it's too helter-skelter right now. There, you don't have to go back to the same place. You don't have to have the same type of shot. I think it's too early for them to get any real feedback. I think they're just laying down the infrastructure right now. I don't think they're really monitoring it. Just the whole way that VAERS doesn't work and the way that the money is being doled out for all those that are helping to set up the infrastructure indicates to me they don't have a feedback mechanism at all, and they're mixing in so many fake stories. Do you think that story that Vox put about the guy in Slave Book was real? I don't know if you had any chance to look into it.
Refresh my memory on it.
Well, he posted a meme on Facebook saying you're an idiot if you don't take it, and then he dies three months later. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's just no way of knowing, you know.
No. But you see so many of these stories. Like, even if I was for it, I don't think I'm going to broadcast it to the world that you're an idiot if you don't do it. But it just seems unnatural to do so many of these things.
I'm not sure about the vax. I'm more confident that they are killing people in the hospitals, though.
Right.
Because I'm, you know, actually hearing these stories, you know.
Yeah.
And just conveniently, everyone seems to die in the hospital, you know. It's like, I thought hospitals were there to save people, but for some reason everyone dies. It's like, why doesn't anybody ever die in their bed anymore, you know?
Well, actually, I was thinking that if I get sick now, I'm just going to stay at home and see if I can get a doctor to come see me. I'd rather be sick at home. Hospitals have really, they've really destroyed the whole idea of hospitals over the last 2 years. On purpose, because I think they want to bring them down as well as the schools. So they're doing a great job of keeping people out of hospitals. And the ones that do get in, like the Roach Motel of the ant, they don't come out.
Right.
You can get in, but you can't get out. What do you think of Celine Dion? Do you think this story is real, that she's another shameless New World Order shill that was shilling for the quaxine, and then maybe she takes it and now she's canceled all her concerts till next year because of muscle problems, muscle spasms?
I mean, hey, any of these public figures who make their living in public and who are, you know, probably attention-starved people like her and like Gavin Newsom, and that all of a sudden they're, you know, foregoing these opportunities, you know, it sounds very suspicious. But maybe it's something else, you know. I actually, myself, I got extremely sick a couple months ago.
What happened?
I got a really sore throat, like a extremely sore throat, and then I actually got insomnia, which I actually sleep really well.
Mm-hmm.
And the sore throat was like preventing me from sleeping, and because it was just so sore, and I just constantly had to like kind of swallow, or you know what I mean. And I thought that it was a sore throat, but then the sore throat went away, and the insomnia persisted, and I literally didn't sleep for like 10 days. Like I just couldn't get. I was taking all this stuff. It would get me so drowsy, and I would just get to the point where I couldn't like fall asleep. It was, you know, is it pretty maddening, as you can imagine. And, you know, I just was trying to figure out what the hell is, you know, what could be causing this, you know? So I was pretty ill for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Is that when you stopped calling in?
Yeah, that was part of it.
Okay.
And, yeah, I stopped because I stopped doing it. I couldn't work. I was starting to go crazy. And then eventually I did just start, I started sleeping for a couple hours, and then now, you know, I'm back to normal now. So it makes me wonder what the, you know, I just don't think we know what is toxic out there, you know, what is, you know, we just don't know how it all works exactly. I mean, we could say it's terrain theory, but that only gives us sort of lays a framework for it. We don't exactly, and I'm not saying it's the 5G, but we don't know what all this Wi-Fi is doing to us. We don't know if there's other toxins out there we just don't even know about, the water, the food. You know, we just don't even know. You know, we just know, if you just imagine if all the fucking time and energy they spent, you know, these so-called scientists on all this fucking garbage that they do, if they were actually trying to figure out what truly is getting people sick, you know, what we might find out.
Well, they know what's getting people sick. The scientists that are out there are on various corporate Big Pharma payroll. They're never going to look into what they're told to stay away from. There's no such thing as an independent scientist, just like there's no more an independent journalist. You're pointed in a certain direction, and you're going to help build a narrative or a case or a brochure or a selling point for a product. That's it. There's no real scientists looking into things. Forget about that thought.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not crossing my fingers or anything, but I'm just pointing out that, you know, we just don't know what the world's like. You know, we don't have people out there actually investigating, like, the nature of reality. It's like people, well, you know, like you and, like, other people who are doing it kind of, like, as a part-time gig, you know?
Yes, that's true. It is a part-time gig because it doesn't pay well. And same with scientists, same with journalists. They go where the money is, and they're supporting corporations that sell stuff. And one of the best things that you can sell is pharmaceuticals, because you can get the government to pay for it, which of course is just you and I, and they order it in bulk. Any business would much rather sell things in bulk than retail one at a time. If I can get an order for 10, 20 million, that's a business. And if I have, and if the money's guaranteed. And so that's what they're doing. So bad people can piggyback on some pretty harsh eugenics agendas, and that's probably what is happening as well. There's many, many layers of this whole corporate fascist takeover. It's really devious, and it's dark, and it's happening everywhere. I just read a story that Costa Rica, where a lot of Canadians and people think they can run away and escape to, they are now making it, they're mandating children to get the vaccine down there too. So you can't, there's nowhere to run. There's just nowhere to go, as far as I can tell. You just have to find it.
Right, I agree. There's really nowhere to go. I mean, you might find enclaves, but
they're not going to be enclaves for long. But that's why they're doing the Western world, the first world first. Because if they can crack the first world, where we actually have what we think are constitutions and real protections, if people avail themselves to them, then we have a fighting chance, maybe, if we're patient and wait years and years to have all this sort itself out, it might work. But if you're in a country with less protection and less built-in respect for human rights and the human autonomy, then you're going to be in bigger trouble, I think. So I'd rather stay here, even though it's cold, and just fight it out.
And yeah, I hear you. I wonder if it might be easier to do it in these more developed nations because we're all so connected. The infrastructure is already there. The government's actually very powerful. Like, you might have a shitty government in these smaller, you know, less developed nations, but the governments are less powerful. You know, they don't have the same financing and organization that we have, you know, in like the United States and Canada and Europe. I mean, these are.
It's a tough call. I'm not sure which way is better, but I ain't going anywhere right now because I'm not giving everything up until I'm forced to give it up. So that's how I'm looking at things.
Sorry, go ahead.
No,
I was actually when COVID occurred, when it first started going down in February of 2020, I was actually visiting Mexico. I took a trip down there to Guadalajara because I was thinking about moving to Mexico.
Right.
And back then, because I was so fed up with this country, and you know, I've considered, you know, going to Mexico, you know, moving to Mexico since. But the problem that I think about now is even if Mexico's great, it's getting back and traveling, you know? It's like for all my friends and family in the States now. I mean, it's one thing, you know, 2 years ago when I knew I could hop on a plane easily and be back in the United States, you know, whatever, in a few hours. But now it's like I don't even want to get on a plane, period, because of how onerous it is. And, you know, who knows what travel restrictions are going to pop up. So if I wind up in Mexico or some other country and I'm just so limited in my ability to get back here, you know, so I'm probably just sticking around, you know, the States just so I can have access to, you know, my family and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're close to Mexico. You could drive. It is possible. From up here, it's a pretty hefty drive, so at least you're semi-close to Mexico.
Yeah, that's true. But it's more Americanized, the closer to the border. So,
yeah. I've been to Guadalajara. It's a pretty huge city. It's a nice city. It's very Spanish-like, as the Spanish influence. But and my parents live an hour outside of Guadalajara. They're down there now. So.
Oh, they're in Ajijic.
Yeah. Did I tell you that before?
No, you never mentioned that before. I didn't know that. Yeah, I know that area, yeah.
Well, that's a good guess. Yeah, that's where they are.
Lake Lago de Chapala.
Yeah, Chapala. Mm-hmm.
Oh, your parents actually live down there?
Yeah, they have a house down there. You want to buy it? They're selling it because this is their last year because they figure they don't want to be down there anymore. A lot of their friends are dying, so... this is their last year, so you can buy their enclave if you want. So
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. You're not allowed to own real estate unless you go through a million hoops down in Mexico. We have friends of the family that moved down there 25 years ago, and they just thought it was like the United States in the 50s. It was really poised to grow. And I thought it was a great business opportunity. So he's been down there for a long time. I don't know if he's made big money, but I think that was his idea 30 years ago when he moved from Canada to stay down there. But
Mexico's so freaking cheap. You know, that's the thing that's so appealing.
The labor is cheap, but everything else is the same or more. Like a TV costs the same there as it does here. But I don't know how the locals afford it because they get paid nothing. I think the gardener makes $20 a day. So I don't know how he can afford a TV, for instance. That's what I noticed.
Cheap down, It was so cheap. Yeah, it's crazy cheap. You know, the food, you know, when I, you know, visiting, I'm just, you know, the food and the accommodations down there were, you know, extremely, I mean, I kept doing the conversions in my head, and it was like, you know, one third. I took a $2 Uber ride. I mean, $2. I mean, you can't
but that's labor.
Get an Uber.
That's labor. They still have world prices for their gas now. That was part of the deal when they opened up their market, their oil. If they wanted to sell their oil in the world market, they had to deregulate and open up and stop subsidizing their gasoline. So gasoline used to be dirt cheap, but now it's world pricing. So the labor is cheap, but everything else is the same. It's homogenized slowly. Paul in
That wasn't my experience. I mean, I'm not saying there's not specific things that are the same price, but overall, I mean, it's, you know, much cheaper than my experience, like way cheaper, you know.
Well, okay. I don't think products are much cheaper. It's the labor that's the huge difference. So if you live down there, it's just cheap. And now, if you're close to the farms, like because close to the raspberry fields, I know I've visited them. The a container of raspberries is cheaper because instead of driving them all the way to Toronto, you can go pick them yourself or grab them yourself. But overall, it's the labor. That's the big kicker. They make nothing compared to what we have up here, construction and otherwise. Just looking in you may have experienced otherwise. Paul in the FACO tube chat says he found out today from his son-in-law that a friend of his from work who is in his 30s is wearing a heart monitor now after the quacks. Didn't meet his friend personally, but his son-in-law is pretty reliable. Yeah, so these things are happening. These adverse reactions are definitely happening, I think. So I don't know why anyone would do anything to risk their heart. That seems like a real deal breaker for me. You mess with your heart, it's possibly damaged for life. And all to get into a restaurant or to potentially lessen your symptoms of a cold. Doesn't seem worth it to me. But that's not the point. This is not a health takeover. As we know, it's not. Not at all.
Yeah, honestly, if I knew for a fact I was...
Oh, you broke up. Are you still there?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I turned the stream on there for a second. Sorry, I got confused.
Yeah.
I'm just, even if I knew that for a fact that it was saline, I'm still not taking it. I mean, because this is about enslaving people and coercing them into doing what the government tells you with your body. You know, that's the whole point, ultimately.
And getting you on the digital ID blockchain. That's the ultimate point, because they want to control you completely. They really want to control everything about you so they can reduce you and save Gaia. They worship Gaia. And I'll get back to the blog and point out that IPS is back. I guess he got a new computer. And I still think he's doing the best work on analyzing so many things that I'm interested in, including the meta script about what is happening in the world with COVIDs. And I think he's really got it down pat. So I posted.
What do you think about that concert? I know IPS was talking about that. It's just like could potentially just be to scare people away from even just congregating together, period.
Yeah, I like that idea that you just mentioned. I haven't looked into it other than listening to IPS and the No Agenda show. I'm not going to give it any energy. I'll just listen to what other people say. So IPS did a lot of work on it already because that's what he likes to do. But yeah, what you just said is definitely a meta idea for sure. And if they can just make it so uncomfortable and such a negative experience to actually be somewhere in person, and just they'd rather do these concerts online so you're apart, they can monitor and categorize you, is all the better. So I agree. I don't believe any of the stories around it, with the pin pricking of the security guards to the heart attacks. I don't believe any of that part of the story.
So yeah,
I think it's all BS. But I think IPS is, he's done enough analyzing it for me. I don't really need to do any more analysis of it. I'm just not interested in sinking my energy into it. I really am not.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's whatever. No matter which way you dice it, it's just kind of repugnant stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I think it's similar to the Las Vegas concert shooting idea. Different goal, but same idea, where you have, as IPS does the best job. He was saying they're crisis fainters. I haven't seen one image. I've only listened through his filter, which is good enough for me. Makes sense to me. And when someone else does the work, I'm much, much happier. I'm still just trying to sort through the incredible volume of COVID stuff that's out there. And I still sort of enjoy it. Story's over for me. It's just what they're going to do next and how they're going to move the herd to the next step. That's always the interest that I have. And man, they are really, this is balls to the walls, all systems go. They are really pushing for this reset of the economy and rebuilding it with their SDG, Sustainable Development Goals. There's no doubt in my mind they really want this to work. And they really have to control you through this passport system. It will be everything. Everything is going to be on it. And how they're going to use the banks to control who gets the money, that's pretty damn devious too. If your business is not going to follow the SDGs, they're not going to give you money. That is the most powerful thing of all, I think.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, freaking PayPal, I sold a guy something for $500. He paid me through PayPal.
Yeah.
And they immediately, for $500, okay, they locked my account down immediately.
Whoa.
And they immediately locked the whole account. I couldn't do anything with it. I had to provide them with an invoice, a proof of receipt, my driver's license. Because I'd only used it to send money, you know? And so it was like, man, the first time I got money in there, they locked the whole thing down. I gave them everything that they asked for, right? They opened my account back up and they still held on to the money for 2 weeks. I couldn't even touch it. So, you know, that was a pretty eye-opening experience for me. And yeah, I mean, these banks, I mean, what's stopping a bank from just saying, oh no, you can't get to your money anymore? What are you going to do? Going to go into the bank and yell at a teller making $18 an hour, you know? I mean, who can you even go to, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're going to call the...
Yeah, the bank stole my money.
Call?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're screwed, you know?
Yeah, it's a good argument for crypto if we could just get enough people believing in whatever crypto you choose. If they can keep their hands off crypto long enough, then maybe it's going to be free and we can use it and exchange stuff with it. Yeah, it's crazy having these middlemen. And of course, with cash, there were no middlemen. This PayPal is a whole new middleman. And why should they get a share of everything you do? It's stupid. It's just a digital bank that wants a piece of the action. It's just, they're just gangsters. There's no need for them.
Straight up gangsters. And you can't, and then, you know, every bank is basically the same because they have these onerous government regulations that everybody has to play by. So it's like a bank can't just be like, hey, whatever, I'm not going to ask for your ID. I'm not going to, you know, they can't just be a ethical bank because the feds will just come in and shut them down if they're not being a part of the surveillance state.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's all coming. I mean, you know, crypto is the only hope, but I mean, well, one of the hopes I guess I can see, but we'll see what happens. I hear so many people talking about crypto. I mean, everybody talks about it, and I know it because I don't really like to talk about it or even listen to people talk about it. And I just turn it off as soon as it, and it's like a lot of shows who never even used to talk about that stuff.
It is a solution. I really think it is, but we just have to get people into it. So whoever you did your transaction with, if you could figure out, just say, hey, send me Monero and figure it out, man. That's that would be a good way as you were into that. Let me just say one post, and then I'll ask you one more question about Flat Earth Fokker. But I wanted to say, I just posted this. The great Christine Massey, who's here in Ontario, she is compiling freedom of information requests from all the public health agencies and city councils and anyone that's administering health and asking for proof of a purified sample of any virus. And someone she got the information from solicited the Brighton and Hove City Council in England, and they asked if they had any proof of any isolated virus anywhere, including SARS-CoV-1, SARS-CoV-2, common cold, Ebola, HIV, HPV, influenza, measles, polio, Zika, or any virus on the childhood immunization schedule. And the Brighton and Hove City Council, in conjunction with, I'm sure, the England Public Health, has no evidence of any virus ever being purified and therefore being attenuated and used to create a vaccine. So I really hope that people are getting the idea that, of course, they've never isolated SARS-CoV-2, which is the COVID one, which we're in now, but none of any vaccines have they ever isolated this alleged virus that is supposed to cause all the problems. So the whole vaccine myth has to collapse. And this is their Hail Mary. If enough people stop believing in it, the whole vaccine industry is dead, gone, eliminated, and we can get away from probably so many man-made illnesses caused by these injections. And it's really, the epidemic is the injections that cause dis-ease in the human body. The poison that they're putting in you, that your body cannot expel quickly, is what causes all kinds of illnesses that show up as rashes and diabetes and chronic fatigue, arthritis. The list is endless. We really have to get out from underneath this mass poisoning. And I'll add on fluoride in the water. Why not? Another poison that we are willingly ingesting in the name of health. And it's the reverse. So people really focus on this. It's the most important point. What say you before we ask you about Flat Earth Fokker?
I think it's pretty much case closed that viruses, you know, exist in the sense they don't exist. I mean, there's no evidence that they exist and that they're contagious and that maybe there are ways that disease or states of being can be passed from person to person, but it's certainly not the.
Well, it's never been shown. What you just said's never been shown. So I'll say that's a hard no. for me. They've never shown that anyone has passed an illness to another person that's healthy.
Well, if you know, a state of being or a state of mind, you know, you might be able to pass to somebody. I mean, if you smile at somebody, and they,
but that's not a physical thing.
Well, I mean, it depends on. I mean, maybe it's if I smile at somebody and they're feeling down, and then it makes them feel better. Right. I'm just using it as an example. We are interconnected in ways with other humans. So, but as far as I agree that as far as like a respiratory illness or some sort of a disease state, I don't think there's little things floating around that everyone's catching.
Yeah.
There's no evidence for that. You know.
Let's talk about Flat Earth Fokker, because you said you supported him. That means you must have followed him. What do you think happened there?
I found him a little, he's a weird dude, but I did, respect him, and he was, he's extremely outspoken and stuff, and I would follow him and stuff, and I did think it was so fucked up if indeed it's true that, you know, he got arrested and that he was, you know, facing like time in jail and stuff because he, you know, quote unquote, violated the Quarantine Act. And so, you know, I sent him, you know, a couple bucks and just in support. And so, you know, I kind of followed him, but I know his YouTube channel got yanked. And, I suspect that he offed himself. He was I don't want to say crazy, but that's the only word I can think of, but neurotic, I would say.
Yeah.
And pretty immature. I mean, to find out he was 48.
Wow.
I mean, he certainly didn't act like a 48-year-old. And this had definitely hurt. I mean, it really hit him really hard as far as if he was being authentic.
Yeah.
That leads me to believe that maybe he just couldn't take it anymore. And that was that. I would say that's my number one suspicion.
Yeah, yeah. But the way he's promoted around the world, the IPS is really getting into the story and would have. Like, for instance, I know that I'm quite positive it's true that somebody in and around a place that I work at was killed in the evening. And I could not find any evidence in the media of the story. And there's enough people that I trust that know the guy was killed at work, in the workplace. It was an accident. It was a preventable accident, like most workplace accidents, but he was killed. And I cannot find the story anywhere in the media. No one reported it. I don't know why. Maybe nobody reads the police blotter anymore. I know a lot of reporters got stories by just following the police around or reading the transcripts of all their calls. But the Flat Earth Fokker story, it sure went worldwide very quickly. So to me, that's somewhat suspicious because we always use the media as the proof of a lot of proof of fakery. Would you agree with that? It was a little.
Sure. I was suspicious. I know in my comment, I mentioned that he took ivermectin, which I found extremely suspicious also.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Sure. I mean, sure. I'm not saying for sure I know, but, he is out there. He put himself, he's puts himself out there publicly. So I think it was maybe easy for the media to latch onto him, but yeah, I mean, it's suspicious. I mean, I don't dispute anything you're saying.
Yeah. I think he did a great job. IPS did a good job on that. And he was actually predicting this guy was going to implode. And he laid out a good case that a lot of these people that are taking ivermectin, which makes absolutely no sense. When, like, if again, COVID is a cold. The drug companies have been saying for years they wanted to create a vaccine for the common cold, which is an impossible task because it's ridiculous, because of the nature of how you get ill. And the idea that I never took anything preventative to stop myself from getting a cold in the winter other than sleep, eating properly, and exercise. I never took a drug. Who took a drug ever to try and prevent a cold? I've never heard of that. I've taken drugs after I have cold-like symptoms to try and alleviate some of the reaction my body is creating to get rid of whatever I have. But to take ivermectin or any other drug to prevent something that you don't even have symptoms for, to me, is insane. So it seems
he was sick. I mean, he had his last video he posted was him like coughing and saying, "I'm not feeling well." Yeah. And then he said, "Oh, I'm taking ivermectin." But
right,
still,
but,
I mean,
yeah.
What would he take ivermectin? He said COVID's not real, as in viruses do not exist. So why the fuck would you take ivermectin? I mean, that's supposed to be supposedly a cure for COVID, you know? Why would you do that? It was just nonsense.
It is. All right, well, it's 10 o'clock. I've gone overtime again, but that's because you called in. It was a good call. I appreciate you calling. Let's just see if we have any comments for you or anyone else in the chat here. Alex says PayPal stole $2,000 from him. Tunax asks, what do you see next step for COVID globally, Canada and U.S.? I just see more of the same for a while. I don't really have any predictions for the immediate, do you?
I'd say that they push back this thing in the U.S. to July 4th for these employers with 100 or more employees. I think that's a key date to see what happens there, and I still think there's a looming financial crash on the horizon, but you know, I can't predict the future, but those are two things to keep an eye out for, I'd say.
Right. Dirty Benny says behaviors and postures are contagious, germs are not. And Dirty Benny says, good to hear Walker. Yeah, it's always good to hear Walker.
Thanks, Dirty Benny.
Yeah, Dirty Benny, thank you for your contributions to the forums as well, Fakeologist forums. All right, well, I'm going to wrap it up because I'm parched and I've been talking too much, but I've enjoyed the call. I'm glad you're better, Walker. What did you do to get better? Any tips? Health tips?
No, I don't know. I tried a bunch of different stuff. I don't really know. It just went away.
You mean your body naturally helped itself?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Good. Yeah, well, if you just give yourself the right ingredients, your body can sort everything out. I think we were born perfectly. It's just all the things we do to ourselves that put the body off kilter, and it just has to rebalance itself. But yeah, I don't think we need pharmaceuticals to live. I definitely don't think we need to be topped up like a gas tank every 3 months. I'm pretty sure if we get the right nutrition and the right amount of sleep and stay away from the toxins, I'm pretty sure we can live a really healthy life and stay out of hospitals and probably stay out of schools too. Both really bad institutions.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a good night. And
all right, thanks, Ab.
Yep.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone, for joining, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.